My father didn't want to have anything to do with me because I'm a girl child.
Wow.
And that had a lot of negative things along the way because there wasn't a father figure, you know, in my life.
Welcome to Pamozi's Inspirational Women of Portsmouth podcast. I am Shamila Dana, co-founder of Portsmouth City of Sanctuary. Pamozi means together, and we bring together Portsmouth and the surrounding areas, celebrating the women who positively impact their tribe and contribute to their community. We hope you enjoy the series of podcasts, which introduces some of the nominees and sponsors to this year's event.
On today's podcast, we have Sandra Baker, and she has been nominated for the Pamozi Inspirational Women's Awards 2024. And I'm just going to read what somebody said about you, Sandra. They've nominated you because she always helps me and is the kindest person I have ever seen. Welcome to today's podcast, Sandra.
Thank you. Thank you.
You already sound like a nice person. Just for our listeners, you cannot see Sandra, but she has the most amazing smile.
Oh, thank you.
And she does look kind. You know when someone has a kind face? I think you have a kind face, Sandra.
I'm blushing in the dark skin.
So tell me a bit more about yourself. How long have you lived in Portsmouth? Were you born here?
No, I wasn't born here. I moved into Portsmouth in 2014 from Ghana. And yes, I've been living here, loving the city. I try to contribute in every little way, any little opportunity as possible to help or just to be kind.
Yes.
It doesn't cost a lot to be kind. It's not. I think, well, I don't know. I would love to know who nominated me, but I just feel being kind doesn't cost anything.
No, it doesn't.
And doing it wholeheartedly is one of my inspiration. Doing it, not expecting that, that person would do something good for you in the future. No.
Yes.
Then you'll get a lot disappointed. So.
So let's go back to your life in Ghana, because I'm a firm believer that our upbringing shapes who we are. Unfortunately, some people, they may not have had an upbringing where kindness was in their home, or generosity, or respect for others. So for our listeners, some may have been to Ghana, some may be Ghanaian, some may would love to know, how is it growing up in Ghana? Tell us a bit more about your family. And was there anyone particularly in your life that was kind or taught you the power of kindness?
Wow. So my life in Ghana was not rosy at all.
Okay.
And talking about someone in the family showing kindness, not really. I remember my uncle doing something, breaking my heart, my aunties doing something to break my heart, emotionally, mentally, and I'll go in my room and cry.
Aww.
But I believe being the opposite of what the energy you had consumed, because you cannot lean on bad energy, bad experiences.
Yes.
I mean, it's going to hurt you more emotionally. So I believe in turning my bad experiences to good.
That's amazing.
I believe not having the love that I ought to, I want to give it, right? Rather.
Yes.
So that is what I believe more. And especially being a girl child and coming from a broken background, it was a lot of
The girl emotions. Child, you've got so much to contend with, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, that is when it hit me that I'm going to make sure that every girl child that I come across know how powerful and worthy they are. They
Amazing.
Are worth everything. My father didn't want to have anything to do with me because I'm a girl child.
Wow.
And that had a lot of negative things along the way because there wasn't a father figure, you know, in my life. And today, I mean, I have one daughter and I always tell her, you are worth everything. You are beautiful. You are powerful.
Amazing.
And know that you are a woman and nothing, don't let anyone put you down because of that.
Yes.
Don't let anything stop you or limit you.
Yes.
Because even if you look into the Bible, women had a lot of powerful roles to play.
Exactly.
Queen Esther could just use her humility and love language to make a king, a whole king, change his mind, ruling a whole nation. So for me, kindness is everything. I mean, it is all about love and kindness. And
that's so powerful. And just for our listeners, just to put it into context, in some cultures, the boy child carries more value than the girl child.
Yes.
And that's because of the belief that the boy can go out, he can earn, and then therefore
carry
bringing
on
money
the name
back
as well.
And they carry on the name and the honor of the family. And the girl child, therefore, all she's good for is just having...
Marrying off.
Exactly.
Being married off. And that is what my father told me at the age of about 16. So he said, there's no point spending my money on you. You're good to just go get married.
Yes.
And worth nothing, just being married off. But I just thank God that today... with little helps with stepfathers, auntie, you know, I was able to push on in life. And in the end, in my secondary school, I was the first female president of a press club. So the press club in the school is you gather the campus news every week. And the last day of the week, every Friday, we read the news we had in the campuses, and you know what has happened. It was like it's called press club, so we gather all the news. I was the first female of that, and today I'm sat here as the first female second chairperson of the Ghanaian Association of Portsmouth. And
amazing.
I'm just thankful to God that he helped
me
here today.
I know the chairman of Ghanaian Association.
Yes.
It's a very active association in the city.
Yes, we do a lot of community volunteering work. We do tree planting. You will see me there wherever we're going. We are the front line of... every Ghanaian student coming into the city, you know, you're like 3,000 miles away, right into the middle of an island, coming to study. We have frontliners from the association to help you feel at home. You have any queries, any troubles, you just
Amazing.
Speak to us and we are right there to help. Because what even instigated the association was a Ghanaian student died for days in his hostel. No one knew anything.
Oh no.
And we thought we need to come together and make this association stand and help any Ghanaian student. In fact, we say Ghanaian in the end. We get calls from other African countries and we don't go, oh, you're not Ghanaian, so we don't help you. We get calls from Nigerian students. We don't even know how to get our numbers. And Angolese, whatever African countries, and we still help. We don't even we don't go picky or discriminating. So we have days that we meet them on the campuses. We're working together with the council and Anna, the foreign student front person as well. We're working together.
Well done.
Very seriously with them and helping every new student.
Well
of
done.
Ghana coming in, and even other countries.
So I just want to talk, you know, we've got listeners of all ages, all backgrounds, all ethnicities. But I'm particularly, I feel the need to ask you to speak to our younger girl listeners, those from ethnic backgrounds who are maybe, because I've done some work in schools where, you know, some girls are like, you know, people laugh at my hair or I'm called names. You know, we've got children with these real issues facing racism. And there could be a young listener thinking, wow, I want to be the next Sandra. What advice do you have for her where she may be, I know she's not in Ghana, but she may be having different sort of stresses, you know? Like you can't make it. People telling you about your skin color, about your hair, why you're wearing your braids. And then you've got a young girl who has low self-esteem. We need role models of color. We need role models like you. So what would you say to her right now if she's listening?
So typically, but my daughter is the first example. I remember she coming home, she was crying, someone was teasing her about her hair because it was the first time I left her afro out to school. And I said to her, and even before we had a talk, she constantly going, what's this frozen character called again?
Oh, Elsa.
Hair. Yes. She wants Elsa hair now. And I'm like, you've got Afro hair. Be proud of your Afro hair.
Yes.
Your hair texture, I'm sure Elsa too wants your hair texture.
Yes.
Your hair can do a lot of style in any way. And even do Elsa's hairstyle. So embrace and love your hair. So what I did was go her a book with a lot of braid style. Every day she has a style. She would change every week. She's in a different style. So she grew up, she grew out of that wanting Elsa straight hair. And today she loves her hair.
Yes.
She could wake up and say, Mom, I want my Afro hair out today. Even Christmas. This gone Christmas, she said to me she wanted her afro, her cornrow out to be
well
to have
done.
Her afro for Christmas. So every young girl out there, embrace who you are.
Yes.
Love who you are. There is every girl there, you have a unique thing in you that no one else has.
Yes.
And no matter with your color and your hair, love yourself. Love your color. Love your hair. Do not let anything put you down. Just look into that mirror. That girl standing in the mirror is worthy looking how she's
absolutely
looked. You are beautiful the way you are. And do not let anyone talk you down on that.
Yes.
Embrace who you are. And with that as a start, nothing can stop you.
Yes.
Be perseverant. Whatever you want to do, don't say, oh, because I'm black, I can't do it. And there's going to be always issue because I'm this, because I'm Afro.
Yes.
Today, thank God, we've got a lot of role models in our community today that are minorities. Please love yourself and never let anyone talk you down. You are beautiful the way you are and you are worth everything.
Yes.
As a woman, as a girl, and as a girl child.
That's amazing. That is so amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I think this morning, well, while we're doing the podcast, the trend, even with the previous speakers, was around being passionate and owning who you are. Because there's only one of you.
Yes.
There's only one of you. And when you're passionate about something, even if you're twins, twins are not the same. They don't have the same fingerprints.
Yeah.
And they don't have the same biometric data, or the voices are not the same. They could sound similar, but they're very different. Yeah. So being your authentic self and being proud of who you are. And even the nomination, being proud that someone has taken the time to say, do you know what, I see this person. I see Sandra. And maybe it was a small thing. Maybe for you it was like, I've just said to somebody, welcome to Ghana Association. Here's a bottle of water. And someone thought, no one's offered me water today. Because acts of kindness don't need to be something very big, like you said in the beginning, or something that you do for me, but then I owe you something. Kindness is like, I can't even remember when I gave you bread or tea.
Yes.
But you remember because of the impact it had.
Yes.
And we need more Sandras like this in our community.
I mean, recently there was a lady that said she will never forget what I did. She met me in the city center, and she had run out of money. Her card was not working, and I just didn't blink. I said to her to follow me. Let's go to the bank. I'll use my card for you. And even now that I'm repeating it, I can't remember.
Wow.
I can't.
Yeah.
I try as hard, but I can't. But because I'm not doing it to record it or to say I would get something in return, that is... I just feel it's a calling.
Really. Yeah, it's a calling.
So I just do it.
Yes. Yes, well done.
I don't know why it came my way. If I don't do it and that person get worse, I didn't do my calling. Or it's just something that triggers
me. And you sound like someone that gives and gives. How does it feel for you to even receive this nomination?
Oh, I'm lost for words. I actually came to... I don't know if it's breaking the protocols or rule. I would love to know who nominated me, to be honest. And... even if you think I'm sat here talking, I'm really overwhelmed, and I'm thinking, who has nominated me, and what did they see in me?
Yes, yes.
I'm just grateful, and I'm just thankful for God, because I believe with God everything happened with His grace, and I don't know why the person did, and I don't believe it's a mistake.
Yes.
So I'm just grateful and thankful.
Well, they've done it because you're awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You know. And the thing about giving is you give, and you never stop to think, oh, am I deserving of receiving? You know? And whether you go on to be an award recipient, the fact that somebody sees you is something you should be incredibly proud of. And keep going, because there's so many young girls, not just your daughter, not just young girls that you come across, the Ghanaian Association, but within Portsmouth, from ethnic minority groups that need more role models like you.
Thank you.
I hope you won't be planning on leaving the city.
No, I mean, I don't think so. My husband is born and bred Portsmouth.
Good.
And I once convinced him to let us move to another city in the UK. He said no.
Good. No, you've got
he
to
said
stay
no.
here.
So it's to the kingdom come that I'm here, really. We're not leaving, and we are solidly grounded here, helping whoever we can. And yes.
And do you have anyone that's been your most inspiring person, or somebody that had an impact on your life to inspire you?
I would say my mother.
Yes.
Yes. She's a strong woman. She's a strong woman, and she is so wise.
Oh, really?
She's got a top-notch critical thinking that is amazing. And she will never talk ill about anybody to you.
That's
harbor anyone in her. And in fact, we feel sometimes she's just too straightforward. She just say it as it is, and she say it right there, and she's done. She doesn't hold back. Amazing. And say she's going to sleep on it. That, oh, someone hurt me, so I don't like that person. Oh, I wouldn't talk to that person anymore. No.
Good.
So I think...
She sounds amazing. And do you enjoy cooking?
Oh, yes. I used to have my own restaurant back in Ghana.
Okay, so I've got a question because it's something I want to maybe do this year. I'm quite ambitious. You'll soon realize that. Who has the best jollof rice?
Oh, this is...
Ghana, Nigeria...
Easy.
Ghana.
It's Ghana. Ghana jollof rice. It's got all the aromas and it's moist, not dry, not single rice. You don't need to drink water at every one spoon. Just try Ghana jollof rice for yourself, please, and you will know what
Sierra Leone will argue, Guinea will argue. So I think we need to arrange a jollof wars.
I know.
Jollof rice wars.
But you know what?
And settle it for good.
Those people, these people, these African people too, I tell you what, they love themselves to bit. Only God knows why. Especially Ghana and Nigeria doesn't share butter. I think the country will just be one. They love each other.
They love each other.
I can prove that.
No, but no, it's not about dislike. It's about the jollof rice. Because yes. I've been asking Ghanaians, Nigerians in Portsmouth, okay, where did this jollof start from? None of them know. Some are claiming it's theirs. Okay, which is the real authentic jollof rice? Mm. So I will extend the invitation to you when I do the jollof wars. It won't only be jollof rice. We can do like who cooks the best roast potato in Portsmouth. Yes. We'll make it culturally inclusive.
I think we should. It'll be amazing.
It'll be amazing. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I just enjoy the time being together, really.
Exactly. Well, Sandra, congratulations for your nomination.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming onto the podcast.
My absolute pleasure.
And hopefully see you at the award ceremony.
Thank you. See you there, too.
Thank you.
Got my ticket ready.
Thank you.